All right.
I wouldn't.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. We're fine. Thank
good.
You. Thank you, sweetie.
Well, thank you. We'll bring it out to you. Okay.
Okay. Our food getting made hot and fresh right now.
Yum, yum.
Here you go, Mr. Tony.
Tony.
Thank you, my dear.
My pleasure. All fresh for y'all.
I know that right.
All right, I'll take that. You grab you a couple of sandwiches.
That's what Brenda said to sell time.
I know that right. Oh, God. Bless her heart. We had some great people in that office, didn't we? Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
We really did. Some great people. We had some characters, too. Remember Georgia Davidson?
Yeah.
I loved her. You're one of my favorite people.
Might have thought that name here.
Yep.
Yeah, she was a very nice lady.
I had a lot of time for her.
Erica? Erica's not. She was on the office manager, wasn't she?
I believe so.
I think she sent her to babysitter ranch.
Yeah. She was the one to sit right in front of her there, didn't she?
Yep.
I remember being called to his office. He wanted to, I hated that. Jim wants to see you. Oh, shit. What do we got now?
Never knew, buddy, what was going to happen in Hurd's office.
And Jim Barnett.
Oh, my God. Tony, I'm wonderful here.
Jim Burnham, you know, he died originally.
I saw something about that.
Yeah.
Cancer?
I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. I just saw that he had passed away.
Yeah. Decent enough guy?
Yeah, he was a pretty good promoter. He worked pretty hard. Like Chip.
And most of that original crew, were they still around when it was over?
No. It went through a drastic change. Janie was still there, obviously.
She was a rudder in the water, Janie.
Something else, man.
She's selling real estate.
Wow.
In West Texas.
I knew she would go back to Texas.
Yes.
Janie was there. Georgia was there. Now there was a whole different turnover of people.
Colonel Tom Parker, aka Mike Weber.
Mike's done quite well for himself, you know?
Yeah. He's a good job.
We might see him during Double or Nothing.
There you go.
Yeah. I tell you, I know people are going to say I'm sucking up to him, but we've got some good people at TNT. I met them, you know, on our Atlanta show. They're all big fans of ours.
That helps, right?
Yeah, it does. So I'd say they're really as a network happy to have wrestling. Back in the day, they didn't want it. So
look, I'm dedicated to the company. I know in my heart this is going to be my last stop.
It's my last stop, too.
And I have a lot of respect and appreciation to Tony Khan.
Tony, and I know this obviously is handed down from his dad, but Tony knows how to treat people.
Yeah.
And that's
no doubt about it. It's interesting, unique, and quite frankly, uplifting to see Tony talk to any and everybody that needs to talk to him in our TVs. Mm-hmm. It's not just the main guys or whatever, it's everybody.
Right.
Everybody gets the time they need to express what their concern or their idea may be.
Right.
And I also think this group of talents know that longevity of this company is like any other company. It's based on profit and loss.
Mm-hmm.
So the motivation to like Jericho's Bubbly Bunch,
right,
which is those things that wasn't aired recently with Britt Baker and Rebel, which she's pretty.
Yes, she is.
Pretty cool. Oklahoma.
Yeah. That was a couple of children.
Yeah.
That one time.
So, you know, those talents are motivated to create their own content.
Mm-hmm. We're on to something good here, Jim.
We're in pecan territory, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We're 77 miles from Valdosta, if anybody gives a shit.
Valdosta, at one time, the home of champions, ESPN, crowned them that years ago.
Irv Russell, head coach.
Yeah, right? And then came to Georgia.
Irv Russell.
So many great players, so many great teams about Valdosta High School. Wildcats.
High school football in Georgia is amazing.
Yeah, it is. That's one thing I got to do when wrestling ended. I got to call a lot of high school football games.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun, huh?
Oh, it was great. Did a lot of state championship games.
Radio?
Mm-hmm. A lot of those schools from up in Hall County and near Gainesville.
Yeah.
And then the one school that we followed was Buford High School, and they have had like the program. Many state championships.
What's your team name? The Bussers?
They're the Wolves. Right up in Gwinnett County, northeast of Atlanta.
Could you believe that the Georgia quarterback fell so far in the draft?
Yes.
You could?
Yeah. I saw every game of his. Yeah, especially him this last year. I don't know. Jim, I don't know if it was the dead arm. Maybe not. But he fell off last year. Big time.
I saw him the first time that we were out there at the Rose Bowl. Jake Plow, he had a hell of a game.
That's right. He was good that year.
Yeah.
But the next year he wasn't. His junior year.
There's gonna be something going on there. The first thing I thought about that is the women in his life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Isn't that terrible to say, but it's true.
Yeah, I mean, he did a nice job beating over you and then Pepper beat over you. I tell you what, Pepper beat over you in that game. Those two damn running backs.
Yeah, but that's the reason that team did as well as it did. Sony Michel and Nick Chubb.
And Chubb was a second round pick for the Browns. That's a steal. Yeah.
And Sony has won a Super Bowl ring. Patriots. So they both.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Big play, man. Here's what's amazing to me. The Southeast Conference region of conference schools. There's something to water, man. Because there's some massive human beings,
I know,
that can move around.
I know.
They're not under the Giants.
Right.
They can move around.
Right.
So I think finally, if you're a parent of a great big kid like that, he's the biggest one on the Little League team, the biggest one in the eighth grade, all that. And if the kid wants to play football, and it's his idea to be a star, I'm going to give him every opportunity to do that.
Sure. I'm with you.
Camps, whatever. Because those cats make a lot of money,
right,
at the end of the day. You know, in a perfect world, everybody wants to come out early and go make the money. That's the same old excuse. They want to take care of their mom and dad, which is obvious. If that's the real reason, that's cool. I think it's to buy from me, oftentimes. And to get out of going to class.
Yeah.
I think if these kids understood the value of that degree, look, you say, well, I don't want to stay there 4 years. But you can get a degree in three.
Mm-hmm.
You go to summer school.
Sure, you can.
Work at it, take enough hours by yourself. So how good is that scenario once you leave college? Degree in your draft pick. Man, that's living right there.
Man. Yeah. Peyton Manning did it.
Yeah.
And he went 4 years to school.
Look at the size of his forehead. What size football helmet Peyton Manning wears? About maybe an eight?
Yeah.
I remember when we hired Matt Bloom.
Yeah.
He was an offensive lineman at Michigan. I get confused in Michigan. Anyway, big school, big old lineman. His football number was 8 3/8. 8 3/8.
I've never heard of that.
You neither.
Yep.
So then, of course, on TV, I start calling him 8 3/8. Yeah, it's about to go morning. Go ahead.